Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231 PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on April 18, 2017, which was posted at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Shona? Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Lapode?
Here.
Ms. Aye. Malkin?
Here.
Mr. Tipton?
Here.
Mr. Kamel?
Here.
Mayor Ansa?
Yes. Let's wait a second and see if Ms. Bonnie gets here. She was supposed to be. My mistake. In the meantime, this is Mr. Steve Kleinman. He's from the Cleary firm. We have a regular counsel, Rich Shackley, also represents the Monroe Fire Department and fire commissioners, and therefore he's got a conflict with this meeting. We also reached out to Michelle, who I know we all like. She was not available. And the third contract we have with the law firm, and the last, by the way, nothing personal, is with the Cleary firm. So let's wait just a minute and see if she shows up. So we want to start with, so you want to make a motion on 1755?
Move resolution 1755. Authorizing appointment of Cleary Jacoby Alfieri Jacobs LLC for the April 20th, 2017 special meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Please do the roll.
Ms. Bonner? Mr. Hamilton?
We're going to have a discussion?
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's general. What's your experience and what's your rates?
My experience is I'm currently the city attorney in Hackensack. Okay. I have been the city attorney in Hoboken. I served for 7 years as a special Monmouth County Council and as the acting Monmouth County Council. I have about 15 years' experience in all aspects of municipal and labor law, as well as representing probably several dozen other municipalities in the state of New Jersey. Okay. The rates, I'm sure, are standard rates for labor council. Off the top of my head, I don't know them. But what the agreement is with the town, but perhaps the mayor can speak to that.
Yeah, we let's be clear. We previously appointed, and the council voted on, and we signed a contract with Cleary. I believe the rate is $125 an hour.
Okay.
And less for paralegals, et cetera.
Okay. And do you have experience with service contracts like this, fire, first aid, that kind of thing?
Well, certainly, you know, just because it's fire, you know, shared services agreements are very common in terms of especially smaller municipalities. So simply because of the subject matter, really, it's all going to be handled the same way.
Mr. Hamilton, any further?
Okay, so you're representing us at this meeting and also to review contracts as we go along in the process?
Cleary is representing us because we have a conflict here and whatever needs to be done in whatever contract we adopt.
Okay, is there any cap on the amount of money that we'd be spending on this?
No, we have a contract with them that says we pay them by the hour.
Okay, but we don't have a cap on how much money we're willing to spend on that. Can we put a cap in? Can we cap expenses at a certain amount just so we know how to budget it?
You want to amend their contract?
No, I'm trying to figure out budget-wise, since I'm on finance and I just looked at all the finances, just trying to figure out how much this is going to cost us and try to get an idea and put some limits on it. A lot of times when we approve things, we approve not to exceed a certain amount, that kind of thing.
Okay, so at this point, we don't know who he would be meeting with, what he would be negotiating. I can't imagine these are three-page agreements.
Okay,
I can't imagine it's going to spend a substantial amount of time.
All right.
And we always take cost into account, given the nature of the project. So, you know, certainly, you know, this is, as I said, a pretty standard type of governmental activity. I don't see anything particularly unique about this or particularly challenging compared to, you know, other agreements of this nature. Okay. So my expectation would be that this should be able to be done fairly expeditiously and fairly cost effectively.
Okay. I don't have any more questions unless anyone else does.
The idea, I mean, do you have just a rough idea of how many hours you think you might put into this?
Well, I mean, look, you know, we do, you know, there are already drafted agreements that we would, I'm sure, review. And assuming the terms are mutually agreeable to whoever it is you end up selecting tonight, it should be a fairly simple task. I mean, we're not starting from scratch here. We have agreements that are already, like I said, already out there. So from my perspective, as long as you never know in a negotiation if somebody's going to have a problem with something, but assuming everybody's on the same page, you have people here, you have two towns that are interested in performing this service, they have an incentive to reach a deal. So, again, I don't see whoever it is you select that it will be a particularly challenging situation to be able to complete a contract.
Less than 5 hours, more than 10 hours.
It's very, very hard to predict, but if there are no particular hiccups, then I think it could be done in a very few number of hours.
And I just wanted to ask, so this is considered shared services, even though we're contracting out to another town and.
Yeah, I mean, you are having another municipality perform a service that you do not choose to provide yourselves at this time. So essentially, yes, it is a shared service agreement that you are allowing another municipality to perform the service for you.
But I would ask that before we ask for more advice from him, that we approve his appointment.
That's true. If not, I'm getting up and driving home, so that's a very important point. Yeah.
Thanks for the free advice.
Well, I got water out of it, so it's all good.
There you go. And you learned how to get here.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Lapode?
Yes.
Ms. Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Tickton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
All right. I was really hoping Ms. Bonner could be here. Have you heard anything from her? All right. We don't have a phone. Okay. All right. Then let's proceed. So we have, at this point, four different proposals from two fire companies. Ah, here you go, Ms. Bonner. Councilwoman Bonner, this is Steve Kleinman from the Cleary Firm. He'll be submitting this evening. The terms, I'm putting them all up on the screen so you can see them. We have three from Millstone. Millstone 1 is 1 year at $30,000 per year for the year, and thereafter you would negotiate with them, or we would negotiate with them or another firm to determine what we do in the following years. Millstone 2 is a five-year agreement. 5 years would be the first 3 years are at $30,000 a year. The fourth year would be at $45,000. It was the ramp-up we were discussing. And 1 year would be at the standard Millstone rate. Millstone charges, as does Monroe, charges a rate based on $100 valuation. So that number today would be about $72,000. If you take our assessed valuation, which is $85 million about, you divide it by 100, and then you multiply it by 0.085, you come up with about $72,000.
For what? $72,000 for Monroe?
That's the annual, no, Millstone. Monroe is $117,000.
What do those numbers mean? Monroe is not charging us $117,000. So why would you put those kind of numbers out there?
I'm sorry. Millstone 1 is $30,000 a year, first year, right? Okay. Millstone 2 is 3 years at $30,000, right. 1 year at $45,000, and then one at the standard Millstone rate, which is 0.85 per $100 valuation, 0.085. budget analyst valuation. The question is, how much was that? The answer is, it's about $72,000. Millstone 3 is a 10-year contract, and that would basically be the same as Millstone 5, but if we wanted certainty, they would enter into a 10-year contract, so you would have the same ramp-up, $30,000 for year 1, 2, and 3, $45,000 on the fourth year, and then the fifth through the tenth year would be at their standard rate of 0.085. Monroe has offered 3 years at $30,000 per year. And thereafter, we would have to negotiate a new hearing or seeing?
I didn't see the Monroe.
Okay.
Thank you.
Would be 3 years at $30,000 a year. The similarities, both have paid day crews. Both rely on volunteer crews at night. Both provide options to renegotiate after a set period, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, or 10 year, depending on what you
That's totally misleading. Monroe is 24/7 paid.
If you'd like to say I've said something that's incorrect, I'll be more than glad to listen.
That's incorrect. They have volunteers who help along, who support the paid crew, but they are 24-hour, 7-day-a-week paid fire department.
There are 4 men in the fire department 24 hours a day.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Okay. Also, we back up a little bit. The way I understood it was that Millstone would, the initial setup that we had talked to Mr. Marconis about, and to you, it was 30, 45, 60, 75, 90.
Actually, Joe, I never said that because I never reached an agreement on the ramp up with Millstone.
Well, you did say that. It may not have been
No, I said there was
confirmed.
A ramp up. I didn't give you numbers because I didn't
you
have
You gave
them.
Us those numbers.
Okay. Anyway, let's continue. So that, this is what the term
Okay,
are.
So now it's 72. That's better. That's nice. Okay.
Yeah, you should
30,
change.
30, 30, 30.
You know, you need to delete both rely on volunteer crews at night.
Okay. I can't do that in the middle of the slideshow.
I understand.
Okay.
You should change the page.
Okay. Moving along. I have been asked by several people, and certainly in the Borough Bulletin, why it is that I have a preference for Millstone. So I'm going to run through my analysis. I'm sure people will disagree and have different views, and that's fine. This is just my analysis. So we start by comparing each of the offers. We look at the physical distance. Millstone is 3.3 miles from Millstone to the gas station. It is 4 minutes. If you go all the way out to the Gade property, it's 6 minutes even. Okay. And I apologize. Actually, gas station didn't change. This is, I think, 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Monroe is 6.5 miles. It takes 10 minutes and 10 minutes and 40 seconds to reach Roosevelt.
And where did you get that?
I drove it.
Well, the chief drove it, and he stated publicly that it was 5 minutes and 48 seconds to...
And I drove it. It was 5.5 miles.
Right,
okay.
And I drove it as well, so...
So when we get to the end of the slideshow...
Well, you have things there that
when
are...
When we get to the end of the slideshow, I will gladly show you. Okay? Fair enough? Okay.
No.
So, okay. You don't have to look. Okay. Moving on. Impediments. In the event of a state of emergency declared by the governor, emergency services cannot leave their town for a non-adjoining town or leave the county, in either case, without the county OEM permission. That county, in the case of Monroe, would be Middlesex. Millstone is in the same county as us, and they are an adjoining town. Monroe is neither. Contracts. Millstone agrees to provide the same services, exactly the same services, as it provides to Millstone residents on a 365-day, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week basis with no qualifications. Monroe provides defined services only if it is dependent on availability of their equipment without endangering persons or property within the district. Now, they previously had the sentence, there is no guarantee that the service will be provided and that determination will be made at Monroe's sole discretion. But Joe Trumell handed me a document just before we started, and I believe...
There were some things in the original document we did not agree with, right. And we
so
changed it
out,
and sent it back.
He took out the line, there is no guarantee that the service shall be provided if the identified factors exist. And the words, which I don't see in here as being removed, but and the words appear to be sole discretion was also removed. It still contains the first paragraph. It's dependent and to the extent able, based on the availability of equipment and manpower at Monroe without endangering persons and property within the district, which would be the Monroe district.
We can ask
experience?
To change that. We can ask to change that if that sounds good.
Well, but right now we're just going through what the existing ones are because we're supposed to be making a decision tonight. Experience and relationships. Millstone has provided dual-tone service for 10 years to substantially all Roosevelt calls. What that means is that every time Roosevelt Fire got called out, Millstone also got called out, and the majority of times, in substantially all cases, Millstone showed up. In the majority of cases, they showed up first and were in charge of the scene. They also have very long experience with our first aid squad. First aid squad's been working with Millstone for a long time. We also have multiple shared service agreements and other relationships with Millstone and its personnel, as we have for years. So we have relationships and shared service agreements having to do with public works, having to do with personnel. Our clerk, as you probably know, is also the Millstone clerk. So we have a long relationship going back a long time. Monroe, the fire company, has been in Roosevelt a couple of times. We have no governmental, and we have had no governmental or emergency relationships with Monroe. Comparing
Monroe's
the offers,
been here more than a couple of times.
Comparing post-contract certainty. I understand this is a hot-button issue, but let me say my piece. At the end of the initial period, a number of things can happen. One is that if we were contracting with Millstone, we could then contract with Monroe, vice versa, whatever it is that people want to do. And I understand that one of the firefighters from the chief at Monroe and a couple of the commissioners have told us that they're going to treat us kindly. That aside, if we were to convert to the same rate that is charged by Millstone to all of its other residents, or to Monroe to all of its other residents, the relationship in cash would be Millstone currently charges 8.5 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, which would be $72,250 to the town. Monroe currently charges $13.85 per $100 of assessed valuation, which would be $117,000 compared to $72,000. Caveat is that my understanding from Mr. Ticton is that Monroe does not assess their property at full value. They assess it at 85%. That would bring that number down to about $111,000. I don't know the exact
number. But they are not charging us that way. They're giving us a flat rate. They assured us that. But why are you bringing up the... They are charging us a flat rate. They're not charging us what their residents pay. They're charging us a flat rate. It doesn't matter what their residents pay.
So is Millstone. My point is, as I put in the letters on the bottom...
Not after year three. On the various contracts, they go to the evaluation thing. Monroe never said that they would do that. In fact,
they
said...
They assured us they wouldn't.
Fixed rate.
Right.
All the way out after year three.
And my point on the bottom of the page is commissioners change, politics change, commissions change.
Their commissioners haven't changed in years.
Well,
21 years.
When there is the possibility, I did not say
we
this was going to happen. I said if.
Yeah.
All you put in the contract is you won't renew at this rate. But at the end of 3 years, your term is up. Everything is open. It doesn't matter what the first contract is.
We can say that about Millstone also.
If you have the terms and conditions for subsequent renewal, if that is acceptable, that could be negotiated also.
Could be negotiated now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
They have.
By the way, just for the record, the 85% comes to about 100,000, just a little over 100,000, not 110,000.
Okay. As I said, I wasn't sure, but I have the number on the end.
15%.
And also the new revisions that we sent back to Monroe asked to, you know, have an indexed increase after 3 years.
Okay. Have they approved that?
They meet again on the 12th.
So you want to have another meeting to discuss this?
Yes. I'd like to see what their answer to our revisions are.
Well, I don't think we can make a decision tonight anyway.
What I was trying, well, we certainly could.
No, we can't. You sent these contracts out at 5 o'clock tonight. That's not enough time to study them.
Excuse me, can I finish what I'm doing here? And then you can say anything you want. Okay? As I said, this is my view of it. Okay?
Of course.
My view, one, as a resident, two, as a mayor, three, as a longtime lawyer, that when you come back, things may have changed. Okay? When the people in Concordia and Rossmore, et cetera, find out that there's a huge difference, there may be a political problem for them. It's the same problem that Millstone has. It's just an issue. Okay?
Except that they assured us that the people had no problem.
Right, and they assured you that it was 5.3 minutes to get here from Monroe.
We all went to Monroe and drove back. So we did it. The chief did it. You're the only one that came up with it double the amount of time it took everyone else.
Okay, so additional costs. We currently receive fire inspection certifications and registrations for free from the county and the state. Millstone will continue to provide those. I'm sorry. Millstone will provide those services if and when the county and state cease to provide those services to us for free. Monroe will provide those services now for a fee.
The fee would be the fee paid by the property owners who pay the fee to whoever is providing the service, if it's the county or the state or Millstone or anyone else.
Right now, the county and the state don't charge.
The state charges for it. The state certainly does.
Do it?
The Division of Fire Safety charges when it does inspections, yes, of course.
How many inspections do we have done here?
Not very many, because we don't have commercial industrial properties.
I'm asking.
No, we don't have. We have very few inspections because they're for life hazard uses, which we don't have. But nonetheless, the fee structure applies whoever does the inspections. Nobody's doing it for nothing.
All right. So we end up at. I did a chart that incorporates all of that. And Michael, if you look down at the bottom, it shows you what the 15% rate is. Mm-hmm. It's basically 100,000. What, 6.6?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And so I went across, and in each case, I marked under various assumptions which one was a better option. And that's not really very big, is it?
In your opinion.
No. Okay, well, yeah. Everybody has opinions. Okay, so I used that chart to determine that, in my opinion, that the agreements with Millstone gave us more certainty and made more sense. Now, obviously, there are people who disagree with that, but that's my analysis of the comparison. We have the three. Obviously, there are disagreements. I'm just going to put this up because obviously we have a question about it. And this can just play as we go along. I would note that you can see the speed on the bottom. I'm going to make this bigger. The speed driven. Route. According to this, Monroe started at 17:23:22 and ends at 17:33:43, which is 10 minutes, 21 seconds. And in fact, the speed is exceeded in several points there. One of them, and I apologize to the people of town, as I was coming into town, there was a very large truck behind me. I should have stayed at 35. I went up to 40. out of fear. But if you watch that, you will see that the time from point to point is 10 minutes, 21 seconds at the speed limit. Speed limit is the yellow number down at the bottom.
What roads did you take?
I came straight down Applegarth Road, crossed across, took Battleground, made the right, turned left on 571.
So Applegarth, Butcher, and Battleground.
You can drive with me.
Applegarth, Butcher, Battleground.
Mm-hmm. Right. You don't need to watch that. We could probably have a discussion while that's playing because it's going to be going for 10 minutes and 21 seconds.
It's fascinating, I must admit.
Isn't it? Anyway, so...
Did you stop for the light? Did you have to stop for the light?
I stopped for the light, but the light was already red when I approached it. And according to the statements that were made before, it took him 5 minutes and 48 seconds in his own car driving the speed light and stopping for the traffic light on Route 33.
So are you saying that that's not factual?
I'm saying that's not factual. And I'm, in fact, proving it on the screen.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. Okay. So... I think that what we ought to do before, well, there's a couple of ways we can do this. We can introduce the resolution in blank and debate the options, right, which would seem to make the most sense.
I think we should table resolution 1756 until we have had a chance to study all of the final agreements from the fire departments.
I agree. We received these very late today.
Mm-hmm. And Applegarth still has one that they have to look over and get back to us on.
I think we can discuss the issues that we see that we'd like to have addressed.
I guess the question is, how long do we want to carry this on?
Until we have an agreement that the town
until we have the facts.
This is an important decision.
So we don't want to discuss the terms of the contract. What is it we want to discuss?
Yep,
or put it another way, why are we having this
meeting? Discuss the terms of the contract. Sure. Yes, I think we should have a discussion on the terms. Okay, well, we should discuss it, but not make a decision on it yet until we have had some answers to some questions.
Okay, what are the questions?
Okay, well, my question is one of the questions, it's going to be terminology that is very clear about their agreement of fraud coverage or arrangement. Provide coverage by other fire departments, looking at the Monroe contract, which is the one that was circulated first, agreed to provide coverage or arrange for coverage by other fire departments under mutual aid agreements. That has to be very clear. Again, nothing has the discretion whether to provide it. It has to be provided one way or the other. Mm-hmm. There has to be a guarantee that we get coverage. That's very important. So that has to be in there. See what they say to that. I think there should be a provision for some automatic renewal. I was thinking a year beforehand, 6 months beforehand, either party could say they don't want to renew, to give the other, to give us an opportunity to seek alternatives, but otherwise, and then, if we're talking about Monroe, that it be tied down, that any change has to be based solely on on a change in the usage over the previous 3-year period, mm-hmm. and the, with adjustment to the CPI, mm-hmm. and then, so we don't have a question that they could go up to the, the thing that you were concerned about, that they could do the same thing and then say we have to pay at the same rate based on the valuations. It's an automatic, some sort of mechanism to ensure us to the future that we have an ongoing relationship. And then this issue about the OEM, I think Mr. Carbon had made a statement that they have permission from the Middlesex OEM already to do this. Well, this should be, we should have documentation that this is the case. To examine that documentation and make sure that that's very clear that we have, that is true. That's not an issue.
And from the state as well.
And from the state as well, yeah.
Sure. Because the declaration says
whatever documentation we need on that, that we have to have. So there's a lot of stuff we just have to back up. It's a very serious decision that can't be made. As I say, they're both fine fire departments. It's not the question is one is not a good fire. They're both excellent fire departments. I think we'd be well served by either one. But you look at the quality of the department. You look at the response time. The response time would be closer for Millstone. However, if it's at night and and there's people in the Monroe Firehouse already. You don't have to count the response time of people to get to the firehouse. So that could counterbalance that, and then you just have the cost. $90,000 is a lot for us to go up to $90,000 if it can be done for $30,000. I think we have to at least look into $30,000, see if there's anything wrong with it. If something's so wrong with the $30,000 that we can't accept it, then obviously we take the $90,000. But the $30,000, you know, ordinarily we go for the for a less expensive alternative rather than hoping being able.
I'm sorry, Mike, where's the $90,000?
After the expiration of the initial term with Millstone. There's $80,000, whatever it is, $85,000. $72,000. We had said 1%. This has come down now, but this was the calculation. If they include us, was it because if we were included, it would pull
if
it down.
If we're included, it comes
down. It would
pull
down. It down that much.
Right.
Okay, that's interesting. Because most of our valuation is, it's going to be less than 10% of Millstone's.
Mm. Mm. Right, but you're 10%, so you're going down from, I believe it's 9.5 to 8.5, something like that?
Is that much of a drop?
I don't know if you want this on the record. Yeah,
please.
Sure.
I thought it was 1.1.
He should introduce himself, sir.
Yes,
he will.
Yeah. My name is David Morkunis. I'm chairman of the Board of Fire Commissioners of Millstone Township. So what we've determined is that the approximately $85 million of valuation that Roosevelt would bring to the mix equates to about 1 penny per 100 of our current assessments.
Mm-hmm. So that's 9.5 down to 8.5.
Right, 1 penny.
Yeah, originally, I thought
1 penny per 100.
1%.
Right. No, not 1%.
One penny per 100 is 1%.
No, it's not. It's
not
1%.
One hundredth of 1%. Yeah.
No, you're. We're talking about 1 penny for $100 of each
right.
assessed each $100 of assessed valuation.
Okay.
Our current tax rate is 9.5 cents per hundred.
Okay, so it takes that 8.5 cents.
Right. Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 While Dave's up there, could I ask him a question?
Certainly.
You have a mutual aid with Monroe?
Yes.
So if there was a problem at nighttime, will they tone also?
I'm going to be very clear about this because
yeah.
I want to make sure that everybody has a full mm-hmm. understanding
yeah.
of this.
Yeah.
Okay?
My question is...
Hear me out because I've been through this question a few times. So I want to make sure everybody really understands it.
Yeah.
Our mutual aid agreement with Monroe is exclusive between Monroe and Millstone.
Right.
Our mutual aid agreements between Roosevelt and Millstone. We're exclusive between Roosevelt and Millstone.
Gotcha, right.
Just because you contract with Monroe does not immediately extend
right.
the mutual aid agreement
right.
to between the two parties. There's a whole new mutual aid agreement that needs to come into play. The mutual aid agreement that we had with Roosevelt was that we were dual toned, that we came out
right.
first due with
right.
the same clause.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is not a standard mutual aid agreement. That is a mutual aid agreement that was specifically negotiated to respond to the requirements of this
mm-hmm.
community.
Right. Okay. Okay.
You cannot make an assumption
right.
that those same terms of agreement are going
right.
to transfer.
Right.
We have mutual aid agreements with neighboring communities.
Right.
We come in when additional resources are needed.
Right. Okay, that's not my question.
I want to get it on the record because I'm hearing a lot of different things. There's assumptions in Monroe's contract
right.
about their performance, and they're hanging on contingencies
right.
on other departments. And I know whose department that's coming to. It's coming to my department,
okay.
and I'm going.
Okay.
Don't be misled by their language.
That's why I have this question, and I'm
Certainly.
Seeing more favorable things about your contract now that we see these new contracts here. The question is, if we have a problem at midnight and we contract with Millstone, will you tone Monroe also because they have people on staff at nighttime? Will they be able to come here through your Millstone Monroe mutual aid.
We will have to update our mutual aid agreements with
but
all
do you
the
understand
neighboring
what
communities
I'm saying? That,
to make sure that there's an agreement.
That enhances your agreement.
I see what you're saying. However,
right.
again, all agreements have to be renegotiated because everything has
right.
changed. and it works the same way. Monroe and Millstone have an agreement, but that doesn't mean they automatically have an agreement.
I'm not going there because
so
you've explained that.
So conversely, though, Monroe could renegotiate, could contract to Millstone, not contract, but you could be included in their mutual aid to come here.
Yes, correct. However,
because that's what they
the assumptions in those contracts read that, just as some of the qualifications were put forward, is that they're saying, if we can get there, if we decide to get there, if we're not committed to something else, if we're not doing all these other things, and I'm going, that is not a commitment to provide fire protection.
We're
that is a commitment
them,
to take your money and to try to get somebody else to do the work.
We're asking them to change that in the contract.
I applaud you for that,
okay,
because that leaves tremendous uncertainty in your emergency services.
But by the same token, if we contract with you, and it's nighttime, and my question is, you negotiate with Monroe, then we would have nighttime services available here.
We are not just going to negotiate with Monroe. We're going to negotiate with all of the neighboring communities because we all back each other up in those in those regards.
So, they're
everybody has to be upgraded.
They're the nearest one with 24
East Windsor, Hightstown, Plainsboro, New Egypt, Manalapan, Monroe, Englishtown. There are agreements that cascade out into other districts. Jackson, we have agreements with.
Mm-hmm.
Plumstead. So, I mean, there's, you know, a host of communities that once one goes and it comes in, then there's another one that they go, okay, we're upgrading. So everybody upgrades and moves up one, and then they're either covering somebody else's firehouse or they're on alert for another community.
Yeah,
it's a very complicated process.
No,
it's not just
understood.
I think there's a fundamental
straightforward.
I'm hearing a fundamental misunderstanding of mutual aid. So I just want to say this.
Just explained it. Right.
Well, no, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Right now, or at least 2 weeks ago, if there was a fire call, Monmouth Dispatch would dispatch both Millstone and Roseville.
Yep.
Okay? All right. If we contract with Monroe, Millstone may be their mutual aid, but if Monmouth calls Monroe, Millstone's not going to show up. Monroe is going to show up, and if Monroe then needs assistance, they will call Millstone.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, if we were to contract with Millstone, Millstone showed up, then Millstone would call Monroe.
I think the commissioners explained that very dutifully.
They knew that.
Yes. Thank you, David.
Okay,
you
great.
Would lose the automatic response that you now provide.
Correct.
That's the point. Okay. So the mutual aid, because the fire districts have a mutual obligation to help each other.
Back each other up.
It's not that Millstone is saying, hey, we're not going to get involved, because if another district calls you, you have there's a mutual obligation.
That's correct.
To suppress fires wherever they are, but they're not going to come in automatically as they do now.
Right. The question was, would you come in at midnight? And the answer is no.
No. It's if we need help in the middle of the night and their guys have to get out of bed, go to the firehouse, and all of this, will Monroe be called also as mutual aid to Millstone? That's assuming we sign with Millstone, and could they get here faster?
It will probably be other departments as well. It's not going to be exclusive. As I said, the mutual aid program is not exclusive.
But could you answer his question? Would Monroe be here faster at night?
Well, that's not even the question. The question is that they would back Millstone up is really what it is, and that enhances a contract that we would have with Millstone is what my point is. I'm not trying to say it's bad or good,
but
it would be better.
Yeah. He admitted that you would probably be a minute or two faster during the day and they would be faster at night.
Yeah, that's
faster
the whole
responding.
Thing. So, So if we signed with Millstone and Millstone toned, you got the tone and your guys are on the way to the firehouse and you tone Monroe, they might be able to be here and help faster. You know, that's all I'm saying. That enhances the concept of.
But I also believe you said clearly they're renegotiating the contract, so he doesn't know the exact terms.
Well, that's cheap to cheap. That's the way that stuff works.
Our intention is to provide the same level of service that the residents of Millstone have. So there are sections of Millstone that are much further.
Mm-hmm.
Than Roosevelt at this point.
You might get from Freehold at that point.
Right. So, the furthest ends of Millstone were relied upon, say, Manalapan. So, we feel very strongly about the level of coverage that we can provide to Roosevelt at this time.
Okay.
I'd also point out if they have to go through Roosevelt to get to other parts of Millstone.
I understand that also. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can answer?
No, that was a thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Markovitz. Okay. Just hang on for 1 second. I want to make sure we don't.
We haven't introduced anything. We're just having a generic discussion. Mm-hmm.
Resolution. It's the only thing that has happened so far. There was a motion to table a resolution, which presumably should be
still
addressed.
Still in the air. If there's a second.
Second.
This is the resolution, not the lawyer resolution.
Yeah.
This is 57.
No, this is the resolution that says.
Unless you fire me, I'm stuck here.
So. This is the resolution that authorizes. Us to execute an agreement for emergency fire-related services. That's what the resolution is.
Okay.
And the resolution is just for the audience, the public. The resolution basically says that we hereby designate blank as our fire department under the terms of a contract appended here too. So it's the fill-in-the-blank resolution that we're talking about right now.
So we have a motion. I just want to make sure I have it
table
right. We have a motion to table and a second to table. We're in discussion on
this resolution 1776.
Well, that's why I stopped everything.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure. We have
trying to get our traffic right here.
The gentleman from Millstone speaking on behalf of the commission. We have questions going back and forth, and I wanted to stop everything and say, okay, where are we in this process?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my question too.
Okay.
But it sounded to me like we have a motion to table and a second.
And that doesn't mean if the motion to table is adopted, that doesn't mean that you can't make a further motion to discuss the matter in general if you wish to continue this discussion.
Right.
Well, then let's continue the discussion because it relates as to whether or not we table it. Right?
Well, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that. But there is a motion.
I'm saying that I put that motion forward because the contract from Monroe will not be looked at by their commissioners until the 12th of next month.
Okay, so you put forward a motion. There was a second.
Right.
Now we're in discussion.
Okay. I'd just like to add to this, and we have a number of questions. Councilman Ticton had a lot of good questions that need some research. I would ask that the question be referred to the various council committees, too, for discussion, to review contracts, to answer any questions. I know I'm on finance. I would have questions about what the impact of the various contract scenarios is going to be on our citizens financially, especially with some of the contracts in year 3, 5, you know, and whatever when prices escalate. Also, health and public safety, I think, who has experience with a lot of these issues after having
what experience do they have, Mike?
Well, they researched the issue. They've gone. You can talk to Joe about it, but that committee worked pretty hard as a whole to go and visit various fire districts and talk to them about it. If you have questions about it, you don't ask me. You would ask the committee.
We visited the county fire commissioner.
Yeah,
we've spoken to a number of fire chiefs.
We've done our due diligence, I think. But what I would like to say is that there are two issues brought up tonight already that I would like to see on either contract. One is what Michael was saying about to renegotiate a year before a contract is over.
To give notice, there's automatic renewal that to allow to give notice of intention not to renew.
Right.
At least a year before.
A year before.
Give us an opportunity to seriously investigate it.
So that should be added on to the one that we sent to Monroe, and I haven't had a chance to really read the Millstone one.
That only refers to Monroe.
I'm not sure. I haven't had an opportunity
to
read the other ones yet. I just got it today.
Okay, so I'll go back.
No,
we can go back to...
Not renewing would apply to any contract with anybody.
Exactly.
Well, no, let's be clear,
okay?
Contract one is a one-year contract, $30,000.
Right,
Millstone provides services.
That would not apply.
Okay. Contract two is a five-year contract. The first 3 years are at $30,000. The last year is at $45,000. I'm sorry. The first three are 30. The fourth year is at 45, and the last one is at Millstone standard rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Which is what did we say? What was the
point,
final?
Point zero. It's
I know,
8.
But what's
5
that
in
a number? Would we say 72?
72,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then, assuming that it hasn't changed. Okay? So that doesn't have a renewal clause in it unless you want to sit down and renew with them.
Right.
Okay? It just terminates. So then the last Millstone contract is exactly the same thing. It's $30,000 a year for 3 years, then 45. Then it goes up to Millstone standard rate where it stays until the end of the term,
right.
At which point you decide what it is you want to do. Monroe is 3 years at $30,000, right, with no renewal provision in it.
There's
so
language.
You have a year ahead of time to discuss a renewal provision which doesn't exist. That's why I'm a little confused. There's no renewal contract in the
I'm suggesting that we should have a provision in there for what happens afterwards, that this is a long-term issue. We shouldn't say it after 10 years, oh, you know, we just don't have
anything. I mean, they said it verbally, but we should have it in writing.
What I'm saying is, say it's 10 years, okay. Sometime in the, you know, by the ninth year, if we don't intend to continue with them, we let them know, and then we would, or we would enter in, you know, we'd say, you know, do we want to continue on the same basis? Is that they, you know, say they want to raise it higher? They're saying now that they want to keep it at that rate. They could, you know, if we don't, unless we actually joined the fire district, they could legally charge us more.
Yeah.
Is that,
well,
is that an upper limit that they're saying they would not go above it? And I'm sure that's the intention again. If the people are telling us
right,
that.
So,
right.
So
Monroe,
that
Monroe said they would go incrementally up or down.
So
but we
right.
Need
I said,
it
I'm saying in the case
right,
of the millstone as well.
As well.
You know, even
right.
though the intention. Has been stated to be at the millstone, as Mr. Coon said, to be at the
right.
millstone rate. 10 years from now, somebody might say, hey, you know, they have no choice. We'll charge them 1.5 times the millstone
okay,
rate.
Okay, for clarity,
yeah.
Okay? The 10-year limit was recommended by me so that the council felt that there was an end point. Millstone is very willing to say, okay, after the fifth year, you just go along at the same rate as our residents.
Hmm.
They're not the ones who insist on a 10-year rate.
I understand that.
I assume that the council would want a cap. But if you have an ongoing contract which gives you the right to terminate on, you know, 180 days notice, I mean, you can terminate in a shorter period if there's a breach, but 180 days
well,
notice, that means any given time.
I'm saying that before the period of time before the termination, and not at any 180 days.
But I'm saying if there is no termination, you would just have a 180-day right to terminate. Right? Any time you could walk in and say,
right,
you know what, we don't like you, we don't want the services, we're going to go with,
that.
I'm not saying you are, okay, but
yeah.
We want to go with Hightstown, we want to go with Freehold, whatever. So you would go in and say, okay, you know, in 6 months, this contract terminates. Right? So it doesn't have to be 10-year, it could be perennial, but I'm assuming that you wanted it anyway.
So you negotiated this new contract with Millstone yourself?
Yes, I did.
You didn't take any council people with you?
No. Oh, man, you negotiated the contract with Monroe, correct?
No, the
you
health,
take any mayors
the health and safety committee did. That's our job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the mayor's job is?
Not to negotiate a contract.
Really?
Yes, because
okay.
the
interesting law. You'll have to show it to me. Ms. LaPone?
Yeah, so as I understood Mike Ticton's issue, it was that we need to have a longer time to commence negotiations if there's to be a renewal or non-renewal. And so if I look at the Monroe Shared Services Agreement under point number 4, it has currently 90 days prior to expiration is when the parties agree to commence negotiations.
Right.
And if I look at, I just pulled out Millstone 2, and you look at point 9, there is a 60 days written notice for termination of the agreement or renegotiation. So what you're saying is that you'd like 180 days in both of these for that?
I'm sorry, the 60-day is termination on breach.
Oh. It does.
So if either party breaches, You can terminate on 60 days.
It's not a breach situation.
It doesn't have a renewal clause.
So there's no renewal in the Millstone one, but there is in the Monroe one, and it's for 90 days. And, Mike, you're saying 180 is better?
Three months or six months or whatever it is, just to give us enough time that we could do this in a deliberate manner. Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't we know?
Under pressure to,
it could get changed to a year. We could change it to a year and send that back to them and see if that would be
agreeable. In fact, I'd written a year, but I mean, six months, whatever, as long as a reasonable, you know, something that gives us enough time that we can.
I'm curious. I'm not disagreeing that we have time to negotiate, but if we know a 90-day clause is coming up, we can start it at 120 days. They could technically say, no, we don't want to discuss it until 90 days.
It could be 90
but wouldn't we go into that meeting knowing what we want?
We might.
I'm just trying to figure out why it would take 90 days.
Sometimes getting the council to decide what it wants is not always easy.
That's not a pull in teeth, yeah.
Okay. That's true.
Okay, so that was one point that would want to be changed on one of the contracts at least. And the other one is the OEM factor.
Yes.
We should include that in both of these contracts.
I think that's important. That issue
be
resolved. That could be a serious impediment.
So,
Mr. Carbon told us, he told us, but again, we have to see the.
So that one should be spelled out into the contract.
And again, that's something we need to look at.
An attachment to the contract. It's an important part of the contract.
Yeah, remember the state also. If the county OEM approves, the state also has to approve.
Yeah, we are.
So we have to go back to the governor's office and get an exemption from them.
Correct. Okay. Fire site.
Okay.
So the OEM might be the governor's office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It comes out of the governor's office.
The governor's office now.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to address some of the things in your benefits of shared services. Since you have them as facts.
This was what was handed out by the gentleman earlier.
This is from Dave.
This was handed out from.
Well, okay. I'd still like to address them.
Are you satisfied, by the way, in the 10 minutes and 20 seconds?
Am I satisfied?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Would you like me to play it again?
No, I'd like a neutral party to do the.
That's a pretty neutral
mileage.
Party. That's a camera on my dashboard that shows you the speed.
Yeah, but you're not a neutral party.
Okay. I'm not a neutral party, which is why I put up the cameras.
No, I'd like to see someone neutral.
Other people
put the
drive
camera.
Okay, let's try to stick to the point.
Yeah.
People and
okay, but please use a dash camera to show you the speed. Okay.
Okay. Well, as far as this. The benefits, the first one where it says proven partners for decades, if Roosevelt contracts to Monroe, that would not negate the working relationship we have with Millstone in other areas. It's not as if our relationship with Millstone would fall apart in all the other ways that we work together. And also, as far as Millstone and Roosevelt in the same county, we've been assured by the chief in Monroe, as well as the fire marshal of Monmouth County, that it's not a problem if we contract out to a fire department that is not in Monmouth County.
Are you saying that Mr. Stout told you that in the case of a declaration of emergency that Monroe District Number 2 was allowed to go to a non-adjoining town and cross county lines?
Absolutely, and Jim Carbon said it as well.
Mr. Carbon said that at a...
I'm asking about
so
Mr. Stout.
Yes, he did say
yes,
it.
He
Mr.
Did.
Stout told us that.
I'll give him a call.
You do that. Also, again, Roosevelt has other shared services with Millstone. That's true. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't make it more sensible to go with them for fire just because we have other shared service agreements. The Roosevelt volunteers are welcome at Millstone. I know that's true, but Monroe has welcomed our firefighters as well. They've said that publicly, and I've seen some of the firefighters speaking to them about it. And as far as good governance, Roosevelt and Millstone will be at the leading edge. I really don't think that's many, many towns have merged their emergency services or contracted out, and I don't think we'd be at the leading edge. I know numerous towns in Jersey that have had to merge or contract out in the last few years. So there's just some statements on here that are
with which you respectfully disagree.
Well, I don't
think in an effort not to insult our guest, but with which you respectfully
disagree. I disagree because I think it's factually incorrect.
Okay. Is it factually incorrect that we've had a relationship with Millstone for decades?
I just said that relationship would not be negated if we contracted to Monroe for fire services. We would still have that relationship.
I have a question for Steve.
Yes, sir.
Still on the clock.
First meeting.
I understand that recently there's been a shared service agreement between Hope and Allentown and Upper Freehold, and that it fell apart. Do you know any?
No. They've had a long-term agreement. The dispute currently is that Upper Freehold believes that Allentown is not paying its fair share of the expenses of Hope.
Are you aware of this, Steve?
Not this particular issue, but obviously any shared services agreement, you are partnering, and partnerships are dependent upon relationships. So it's certainly something, not my place to tell you what to vote for, but to consider.
But certainly to consider,
the nature of the relationships that you have with the community you're going to be entering into the shared service agreement with, because if disputes arise, you want to have that relationship to be able to resolve them in an amicable manner.
And I guess, how did it come to that over there?
In that particular instance, I'm not familiar with it. If you want us to look at it and report back to you,
Jeff said was what was in the newspaper, that there is a dispute there between the contributions being made by the municipality. Allentown, they didn't think Allentown's paying enough.
And contractually, they didn't.
Apparently, they hadn't worked it out. I don't really know what the background is, but they made a contract.
But I'm saying we want to avoid.
Things had changed, whatever it was. Whatever it was, there was a dispute over who was. One side thought they were being treated unfairly.
And Upper Freehold.
One thing I would note also in the second draft that we get, in number six, it says that the department chief maintains a level of communication with the chair of the Environment, Health, and Safety Committee. I think that should be the mayor. Mayor is still the head of administration.
Okay, it's
Monroe. Where are you on that?
That's Monroe.
Yeah, that's an executive function. That isn't the legislative function.
Yeah.
I should say the mayor, not a council member.
Could it be and the mayor, so everybody's in on it?
I think that the executive function is, and the board of formal government is with the mayor.
Okay.
That's the appropriate, to execute things should be with the mayor.
Okay, so this would have to get...
As was pointed out, it sometimes takes a while for certain things to get through the council, and we regularly get phone calls from ISO, from PIAGE, from whatever, saying, we're coming out tomorrow, can't call a meeting.
So if this contract went down and you got the call or something like that, would you get in touch with me also, please?
Sure.
Okay. So, thank you.
If we had an administrator, then some of this might be delegated. The executive function would be delegated to administrator. But absent administrator, the executive function is with the mayor. That's just a matter of
protocol. Okay. It's protocol.
It's not protocol. It's a matter of law.
Law
says.
Cha-cha-cha. Okay.
Could I ask some clarifying questions? I'm not really sure what this is under number two in the shared service agreement proposal from Monroe. The district shall be designated as the local enforcement agency for the borough. The services to be provided shall consist of performing all life hazard use inspections. Michael, you said those are currently done for Roosevelt.
By the state.
By the state.
Right.
And they're for a fee that the owner...
There's a fee that's paid. The state has a fee schedule, and then the municipalities that do it have fee schedules. Well, generally speaking, the state fees are higher. Because the state people have to do a lot more traveling to get there. So, generally speaking, they have higher fees than the locals do.
All of the contracts generally provide that if the state is charging a fee, then the designated fire company or fire department will basically charge that fee. So, if they're not charging a fee, Monroe would nonetheless charge a fee, and Millstone would not. However, if they're already charging a fee, then Millstone would provide that service in lieu of the state.
Okay, I'm just going through A, B, C, and so forth, because I don't know about all of these things. So providing fire prevention education programs and all services that are required of the fire official by statute, that's not something that's paid, right? Mm-hmm. That's something fire education...
Whatever the fire officials are required to do something, then I'm not calling much fire education being done by the state fire officials here, but if they
It was actually done by our volunteers.
By the volunteers who are doing it.
Yeah.
Registering all businesses. Don't we register our businesses? What's the registration? Is there a separate registration?
That's the life hazard use registration. And there's, again, for fire safety inspection, the municipalities have the right to
inspect
to register commercial uses.
Right.
Yeah.
These are all aspects of the Uniform Fire Safety Act, I think. That's what that's referring to.
Yes, so under the fire safety rules.
Yeah, these are all things that are usually
basically saying that.
Okay, I'm just wondering how they're done now in Roosevelt, and who pays, and how much.
Yeah.
That's all.
Property owners are the ones who pay.
Historically, they've either been done by the state or county with or without fee, and the remainder were done by our volunteer firefighters.
Now, what about the last one on here, D?
And possibly, so I don't insult anybody back there, John, some of it also done by First Aid.
Mm-hmm. And D is conducting all business inspections and assume the inspection for all residential resales requiring a certificate of smoke detector, carbon monoxide, and fire extinguisher certification. Does our building or housing inspector do that?
Do that now.
Yes. And is there a fee that's paid?
Yes.
And it comes to the municipal?
It's included in the certificate of inspection, which actually by law, if you have a certificate of inspection, it actually says that you're not supposed to have a the separate certificate is actually required if you don't have a local certificate of inspection requirement.
We charge $75 for those.
That's $75 on a resale. Yeah.
That's $75 goes
or
to the town.
A tenant
done by our
resale.
Done by our housing office.
And so if we were to choose Millstone 1, 2, or 3, that would continue to be done by our housing inspector?
If that was done, yes. If that is done
I'm just trying to
by
get
our
the
housing people,
yeah.
Yes. I believe that to be the case. We can certainly clarify that. So I think in essence, all items which are now done by the state or the county would be done by whichever fire company who would then charge, since it's my understanding the state charges, the inspections that we do now for the smoke detector, carbon monoxide, and fire extinguishers, I believe we have to discuss separately.
Would we want to continue having our own Roosevelt housing inspector conduct those inspections for the certificate of the smoke detector and so forth?
Yeah,
it's probably $750.
Yeah, when they're in the house anywhere, they just poke the smoke detector to see if it works, and they look as there's fire extinguisher, because that's another law that was put in over the protest of the fire service, because some fourth grader wrote to a state senator saying this is a great idea, and he thought, oh, it's so cute, and they put it in.
So,
fire extinguisher law, but okay.
The advantage that I see of having the town continue to do it is for anybody who's tried to have to do construction in town or buy a house, you have to come on Wednesday for the inspectors. Mm-hmm. Then you have to wait often for the next Wednesday. And then you have to come on Tuesday for housing and zoning. So you're already lining up, and now you'll be lining up a third inspection. It might be easier if they could just go to, regardless of who gets the money, it would just be easier if you could go to Joe or John and say, you know, we need this house inspected.
Yeah. The construction official, the new construction CO is separate from the that applies regardless. That applies to the office.
Continue on.
That's all I've got at the moment.
Okay.
No, I'm considering. I decide if we should have a session. All right. So here's my concern.
Shit.
Yes. Didn't realize.
So when I was a kid, when I was growing up, my parents always said to me, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And they were certainly right about the Bazooka Joe x-ray specs. That being said, it seems like there's something against Millstone. What is it? Why don't we want Millstone?
Well, I can't answer that.
Nothing against Millstone here. We're just looking through all of the different angles to see how we can be best protected.
Millstone's been great. We do have a good relationship with them.
Sure.
They provided fire protection services for us for
many years
long time,
without
responded
being paid.
Well, very yes. professional.
Mm-hmm. We have absolutely no complaints about Millstone.
And actually,
just trying to see what is preferable, Millstone or Monroe.
There's a significant difference in cost. We have to.
So if you look at Millstone 1, it's $30,000 for a year, and then you come back and decide what you want to do, which I believe is what Joe originally asked for, right?
What was the question?
It's Millstone 1 agreement says we provide services for 1 year for $30,000.
And you said that was what I initially asked for?
Yeah.
In
early discussions you said, why can't we just get... put it off for a year to make a decision, which is what Millstone is offering, is 1 year at $30,000.
This is the tonight, 2 hours ago, was the first that I knew that Millstone was offering $30,000 a year for 1 year.
No, but you had asked for 1 year. I see the audience nodding. Yeah, go ahead.
I was asking if we did
this isn't an accusation, Joe.
No. I was saying if we did a 3 year with Monroe, it would be enough time to maybe renegotiate with Millstone and maybe try to figure out how to do our own fire department.
This is before Monroe. Okay.
To me, it was a cooling off period.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm suggesting if the issue is the amount of time or the amount, you could continue with Millstone, who, by the way, is now currently our primary fire company, fire department, sorry. You could continue with Millstone for another year to hash all this out. And I'm going to say what I was about to say before I was unruly interrupted. Are you finished? Is that what I don't want to have happen, and it was mentioned here, the council tends to take a long time to do anything. And so the suggestion we should send it back to one committee, then send it to another committee, then bring it around, then get a committee report, then discuss that, then come up with a new, makes me uncomfortable. And since we can easily arrange for a 1 year forbearance, which would not preclude contracting with Monroe a year from now, it would not prohibit contracting with Millstone, nor for that matter would it prohibit contracting with Hightstown in a year, who simply couldn't get their act together. That was the other issue that was out there. Remember, we put this off. We had a meeting. We decided that we couldn't do this because one of the reasons was that we were waiting for other towns. Hightstown's council discussed it on Tuesday, which is why we set it for Thursday, and they haven't been able to get it together. So that would give us additional proposals, which I understand were supposed to be nice proposals. Okay, and they are in a different county, but they are closer than Monroe. So that's something.
So, do they have proposals forthcoming? Do you think?
Yeah, they had. The fire company was out here. I spoke to their mayor. It went to their council. Unfortunately, I thought it was a foregone conclusion, and they had some discussion with their meeting with the fire company, I think, today.
Okay.
All right, so they may also come out with a proposal. So
I'd like to see what they have, too.
Yeah, so what I would prefer to do, if it's possible, without any risk, is say, okay, let's do a 1 year with Millstone. We are paying exactly the same as we would if we did Monroe. They're already covering us, and then you have a year to decide. After which year, I think it may be to your advantage because I may not be here.
Why?
I'm just throwing stuff in there.
Where would you be?
Don't know. But based on current trends,
well,
it may put you exactly where you want to be.
I know as far as I'm concerned, I'd like to have a chance. I mean, we got these contracts. We didn't even know there was a one-year possibility. There may be pros and cons to having only a one-year contract and then having to go through this whole process again in 1 year. So with all of the questions, all of the information that we were given at the last minute, I'd like to ask that we move the motion that's on the table now to postpone the question so that we can get other contracts, review the ones that we have, answer questions about the OEM. I don't think we're ready to move on any of these tonight.
Okay, so I'm
making a motion that we move the question now.
Can we agree on a date? Would that help that we make a decision?
Well, that's what I was about to say. Is mm-hmm. What's the deadline? Okay, are we going to have an absolute decision in 15 days?
I don't know.
How about our May 22nd?
Do you know when we're going to have the contracts in from
May?
May 22nd. We are covered now.
It's when is Hightstown going to have their contracts to us? Do we know?
Well, assuming that they have one, right? I mean, they discussed it.
Yeah.
That's no guarantee, mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, remember, they were going to have it no later than Tuesday, which is why we're here on Thursday. But, of course, we were going to have a contract for Monroe no later than the 29th. So I don't count on any of this, all right? So, but I think we have to make a decision. Now, May 22nd, you're now more than a month.
We are covered. We have fire coverage.
Your Millstone contracts say the 1st of July would be when they take effect.
No, it doesn't. It says that the first payment is the 1st of July, prorated for the quarter that ends this quarter. Mm-hmm. So it's a quarterly payment, January, February, March, April, May, June. So it's paid on the first day at the end of the quarter. So on June 1, they would pay for...
Well,
first quarter.
Since Monroe meets on the 12th, we would have answer to their contract on the 12th at least.
And it gives Hightstown a chance.
Right.
We are covered. It's not as if.
And then we could read all of this over and think about it.
What's the date? Yeah.
The 22nd. It's our second meeting in May. And that should give everyone.
Is the issue that we've been told we're covered, but that we better do something
more
quickly?
No, we were just told we're covered.
We're not going to be covered? Or
no.
We can't drag this out.
Who said we're just covered, Peggy?
Coverage for free for a long time.
Who said we're just covered?
Not just. We are covered now. We are covered, I was told by...
And Jeff, you told us that we were covered. You spoke with the county fire marshal. You said you have a letter from him that says we're covered.
No. It's Mass Acquits, as they say. We have an agreement with Millstone to cover us during the period under which we are making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
We notified the OEM, we notified the county, we notified dispatch, we notified the state, as we are required to do. They have now put Millstone as our primary fire department. They're the ones who get toned out. This is not a free gift for however long we want to mess around. Right, they are agreeing to cover us for some period, assuming that we are moving towards getting this done.
Well, we are.
I don't think anybody wants to mess around. I think we want to study the contracts and really make a good, informed decision
and
answer the questions that we have.
Let me rephrase it. Mike,
please.
I'm not suggesting that we not do that. I'm suggesting that we do that.
Yeah, with a
time limit.
I agree.
May 22nd is not. It's next month. About a month away.
What's the one meeting before May 22nd?
The
8th. So then.
Well, we have one on Monday.
Monday
is not. That's a couple days away.
Why? What are we all doing over the weekend? I'm interested in getting it done.
No,
I'll go through the contracts.
I won't be home this weekend, and that's.
I'm interested in getting it done right and really making sure that this is a good decision.
I'm trying to make sure.
I don't think we're going
to
stall, Jeff. We're not going to stall.
We're not going to stall.
We want to move it too, just like you do.
Okay. So my question is, I guess I'm sort of in the position that I've always been at work,
yeah.
Which is how much needs to be done and how efficiently can we do it? We're talking about, these are three-page contracts, and basically the only thing that really changes is the pricing and the term. So, the Millstone.
But we may have other contracts coming in, as you said.
Okay, but we can't keep waiting for there may be other contracts. That's why we put it off till today. And
no, you said you put it off till today because you were waiting for Hightstown.
That's what we're talking about, yes. And Mike is saying, well, we may have something from Hightstown. We may not.
That's true.
But I'd like to get us on a schedule. If you want to have May 22nd, then what we need is we need to have council meetings in between then. We need to, because we're not going to walk in on May 22nd and
say... Well, there's one on the 8th.
There's one
and there's one on the 24th, and there's one on the 8th.
But you just said you're not going to do anything for the one on the 8th. I want to get people moving.
We
want to
wait until the 22nd. This will give time to Hightstown, to Monroe, and for us to study everything and not be rushed into making a decision.
Maybe we can have a deadline by which time we should have all of the contracts in front of us. And then we can vote on the subsequent meeting. But let's at least give a deadline sooner, like May 8th, to have all the contracts.
Well, no, because Monroe's meeting on the 12th.
They don't meet until the 12th.
They're meeting that they can actually...
Yeah, they meet on the 12th.
If you do it on the 8th,
so they can't do
you preclude preclude them from the meeting.
What day is the...
The 15th is a Monday that we don't have a meeting, or the 16th, Tuesday. We could do that. Okay. That would move it up a week.
But what I am concerned, there's another concern that I have. Okay, it's a concern about fairness and legality. And that is what you're basically saying is, okay, we've got all the contracts from Millstone. We're now going to take those contracts back and we're going to shop them, right? And then we're going to take a contract from Monroe and we're going to come back and we're going to shop that. Am I missing something here?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I'm not doing that at all.
I've got a question.
You're a kid, actually.
Why did we not get the Millstone contracts until now? Why did the safety committee not get the Millstone contracts until now?
First of all, there's no such thing as a safety committee. There's emergency health and safety.
Environmental
health and safety. Yeah. Thank you.
He's just shortening the name.
Okay. But with a reason. So...
Not with a reason. It's just a shorter
version. Okay, so I'm sorry. So we have the Millstone contracts, and there might want to be OEM put into the Millstone contracts also, because
no, it doesn't need to be. They're an adjoining town in the same county. It's not an issue.
Okay.
Okay.
Then let me undo my preceding motion and make a new motion that we table this until the meeting of the 22nd. So that we will have all of the contracts from all of the parties involved, and we would have time to disseminate them to the council before the meeting on the 22nd.
No. Nobody's even discussed that. What we're talking about is a final decision on the 22nd, which means that we have to have meetings in between, in which people come in, say what their objections are or their issues are, what their proposals are.
That could be the 8th.
Let's have a special meeting on the 15th, if necessary.
15th would be after the 12th. We would have everything in hand by then. I
can't
agree,
be here on the 15th.
So do you have to be here?
I think we all should be here.
How about the 16th?
No. Back on the...
What's a good date for you after the 12th?
Sorry, I'm trying to get this thing to come up and go to May. So I fly back on the night of the 16th, which has me here 17th, 18th, 19th. So
do
we do the 16th or 17th?
Yeah. Yeah, 5 years of the night you fly back.
Because I'm not sure what time I'm flying back.
16th you fly back?
Yeah, but it's probably going to be at night. 17th is fine.
What day of the week?
That's a Wednesday, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. That's the 17th.
Hang on, let's check the schedule.
There is an Environmental Commission meeting scheduled for that evening.
We'll defer.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Just in case the woods catch on fire, it becomes a nullity, right?
You could probably meet in the school if you needed to, too.
No, we're not going to hold a meeting at the same time so that citizens don't have to
change. Oh, yeah.
So,
17th.
May 8th, May 15th. Have we got time to notice that? Yes, we do.
What was that? I didn't.
May 7th, right. I'm sorry.
17th.
May 22.
Okay.
My niece is getting married.
And then we have one on Monday, the
29th.
Me too. I do every year for Mother's Day.
So we may put this on the schedule for April 29, May 8, May 17, and May
22.
April 24. Okay, I'm dyslexic. Okay.
Well, just to be clear, I mean, if you are going to be speaking about this particular issue due to the conflict with your regular town attorney.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be here.
We should really clarify, you know, what meetings you need me here, because if you're going to be talking about other things, you're going to have your town attorney here, you're going to have me here,
right.
Your town attorney potentially stepping out. Or
oh, no, either you will come or he will come.
So, the meeting on the 17th will be a special meeting just for this subject.
Yeah, we can do that.
And
Rich wouldn't have to be there, so the 17th would be a special meeting about this subject.
Yes.
Yeah, but also... We're talking about it on the 24th, the 8th, the 17th,
probably
and the 22nd.
The 8th, I would think.
So
I would
why don't we just have him
on the 8th?
Come on the 24th, 8th, 17th, and 22nd?
Oh, 24th also? That's in a couple days. I don't know how much more we'll... And plus, it's the night before the referendum. We'll be in the school, which is
would we be
awful
talking
acoustics.
Too much about will we be taking any action on it?
All
right, the 8th, 17th.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
no,
I
we
actually,
don't even
I
have to discuss it for all practical
on the
24th.
Purposes. I have a Hackensack City Council.
Okay, so what can you do 8th, 17th,
but you're
22?
The 8th, the 17th, and the 22nd should be
either
fine
you or
for
Bruce,
me.
Somebody
yeah,
from
yeah, I mean, Bruce may be able to come on the 24th if you need council.
No.
So the 8th, so the 8th,
eight,
the
17th, and
22nd.
Of all of May.
Yes.
And
yeah,
would Rich be here also?
No.
So we'll save the money from Rich and we'll pay it to
so
Steve.
So what dates do we have now? 8, 17, 22.
And we haven't gotten rid of 8,
a winning, a winning. That's a winning number, 8, 17, 24.
Only if you're playing
he's
a small game.
Yeah. But when he comes to the meeting, is he paid for the meeting?
Okay,
oh,
so.
Yeah.
So we have a motion to table.
And it was amended. So
also.
There's a motion to amend it to add these dates, right?
Charges
there should
also.
Be. Somebody should just.
Well, why don't we just. Why don't we table, then make a motion? Okay. So
whatever.
We have a motion to table, right? You have that registered.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a roll call on the motion to table.
Okay.
Ms. Banner?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Ms. Lapodi?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Mr. Schmell?
Aye.
Okay. Now, do I have a motion to have meetings on May 18th, 17th?
No,
May 17th and May 22nd
so
to include this discussion, because we have one on the 22nd
May
anyway.
Now, we're to include it, but there may be other things that are
well,
discussed.
Not limited to it, right?
Well,
on the
17th, wait.
This is...
The 8th and the 17th are limited. Oh,
no.
The
8th is the 8th is
regular.
Right.
The 17th is special.
Right.
The 22nd is regular.
Right.
Okay.
And that was just my concern, just because I'm cognizant of cost. I mean, you know, we are not your regular town attorneys. I mean, Mr. Shackley knows the other issues facing the town that, you know, I do not, and I don't know whether Bruce does or not. So you would need him here for your regular meetings.
Actually,
unless
no, I'm just assuming you're a fast learner.
That's fine with us.
It'll be for procedural stuff.
Okay.
In this town, even to change a light bulb takes a lot of discussion about how good the old one was.
And how much better it was.
Right?
And you knew the person that put it in.
Okay.
Now, how many people it took to turn the ladder in circles?
Can I? We're not going into Polish jokes. Okay. We have a first for calling to. Well, we call already tabled, right? Now we're setting up a new meeting. A special meeting on May 17th, and we are authorizing council on the two regular meetings.
Okay. Well, Mike moved it, I'll second.
I just want to make sure that's the motion.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Can you read that motion back again?
Joe's not allowed to come to the next meeting.
You'll be out of town.
It's a
levity.
Calling a special meeting on the 17th of May.
Okay.
And then authorizing the Cleary firm to come on the 8th, 17th, and 22nd in lieu of our regular council.
Okay.
Okay. So do we have a second?
Yes.
I second it.
Okay. Could you please call the roll?
Ms. Donna?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Ms. Lapodi?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
I believe that may be the first unanimous vote we've had.
No, we had one more.
We're
to
adjourn. It's over.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, no.
No. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
There's a big crowd out there, and they're going to have their say. So, there being no other resolutions, I'm just give me a second here to find somewhere in here we had the agenda.
Public comment.
Yeah, I know, but I want to make sure I'm not missing anything in between. Okay, yes, we now move to public comment. Would anybody in the public have any questions or comments any questions or comments? We can only respond, if at all, with respect to matters related to the choice of fire department, because this is a special meeting, and that is the purpose for which it was called. So, that being the case, is there anybody who has any questions, comments? Mara?
Maureen Parrott, 2 Tamara Drive. It's just an idea that I had that possibly would it make sense for us to draw up a contract, the borough, and ask so that it would be uniform, not in terms of the money, but everything else. And then we would have the same terms other than the financial for all of the whoever's going to ask us. Like, they drew up the contracts, but wouldn't it be in our interest for us to have the contract drawn up, and then we would have these same items in each one? That's the one question I have. And then the second point is I think we pay Mr. Shackley $1,000 every month, whether he comes or not. Mm-hmm. So we could have him come also. But the first one would be that about the uniformity, and then we would be controlling the situation.
So it would be like a bid, I guess.
In other words, would be.
Put out our specs and our form.
Well, we could. The issue would be. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else from the public who has a question or comment regarding this matter?
Well, it's 117 Homestead Lane. On one side, I like the idea. On the other side, I think a bid is not a good example because we will have clearly some soft factors, some different distances. So if which cannot be part of the contract, the distance to Millstone, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's 3.1 miles. Yeah, distance to Monroe is 5.8. I know they do the same distance almost the same time. So I think it's not a good idea as long as we have different factors which need to be considered. Also, the county, how can you factor that in a bit if it's in a different county and if different rules and laws apply? That's I would like you to consider that.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public? They're agreeing nothing. Do I have a motion? I would. The only distinction I would draw, Mike, I'm talking about you.
That's easy for you.
Yeah, right. The mics. Let's talk to the mics. I understand Maureen, Ms. Parrott's comment. I've actually thought about that before. The issue is if you're going to have a form of contract, I would much rather have the Millstone form, one, having gone through it, but two, it doesn't have any exceptions for if we have equipment, if we have people, if we have whatever, but they might be unwilling to agree to those terms, which would, by its very nature, would knock them out. Mm-hmm. So if you want to give them an opportunity to do something different, yeah. I mean, that's the issue.
I think we should see what they're offering, essentially see what their offer is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they gave one.
I understand that, but well, after
we've sent them the revised contract. It's up to them to meet and talk about it. And if they don't want it, then hey.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody dare to oppose? No? Thank you. We stand adjourned at 8:58.
Right on.